This exhibition is prepared on the occasion of presidency of Czech Republic in EU. And so for that reason, we kind of follow this political and economical aspect of our disciplines or subjects. I mean, design or production that is somehow connected with design. And speaking of some stability and political business proactive environment, we were following the 14 stories or 14 brands or companies that kind of show their process in a history, because, you know, the Czech Republic or Czechoslovakia, to be precise, had a few up and downs politically wise and also economically wise. And we follow up these companies and showing the stories and progress and how they actually dealt with, how they worked with this and what they were facing during the production. And the exhibition actually shows the current products, because these companies do still exist and they are still very active in the field of design and production.
Just to be clear, the exhibition traces the history of these companies or the history of Czech design from 1990 to 2020, so since the Velvet Revolution, or does it go further back?
No, the objects and products we actually exhibit have been made in the last 30 years, and so after the Velvet Revolution.
So tell me some of these stories. If you could maybe give me an example of a few companies that you chose to exhibit and why and how their story has developed over the past 30 years.
Well, we are presenting these big brands like Skoda cars, for instance, and also the small brands like some shoe brand, which is rather small, but that rather represents the whole shoe industry rather than one brand. And speaking of the big stories, I mean, the Skoda car, I think, is a pretty good example of an interesting story. I mean, it started before First World War. There were kind of like changes later. Communists, they took over. And in the 90s, this company was actually was changed, and now it's a part of Volkswagen. And I think it's a good example of successful transformation.
And the exhibition has already opened. What has the response been from your fellow European designers?
I don't know yet. I think we got a great feedback from the companies and from designers, actually, because this exhibition has been something what we've been waiting for ages. And I think this is the first step on our way of to promote our products and showing what we actually can do. So I don't really care that much about what they do, what designers say about it. But I'm interested in general understanding this project from companies and also from the authorities, Ministry of Industry and so on, who've been quite silent since then.
Okay, so from what I understand from your answer, I guess this is a sort of chance for Czech design to really show itself to Europe. What, I guess, are you hoping for? Do you know what I mean? What would be the ideal to come out of this exhibition?
The best situation would be if that exhibition kind of trigger the local authorities, government and ministries that somehow relates to design and production, that they have to prepare some concept how we want to promote the products we do and we work on. I'm speaking about strategy, some long-term or some mid-term strategy, how to promote our products, as some other countries do all around Europe, but we don't.
Can you give some examples of other countries successfully promoting their design?
Well, if you go to the big European design festivals like Milano or Eindhoven in Holland, you often see some sort of state presentation. You see a presentation of Poland, for instance, and they're showing what they do, and they're presenting themselves every year, you know, 1 year after another, and we can see their progress. And then actually, they constantly reminding the quality of what they do. I mean, speaking of that, I mean, the best example of it could be, for instance, Denmark. Because, you know, after the Second World War, Denmark was a small country. They were not very famous on the field of design. And thanks to the strategy and ongoing process, now we can speak about some sort of Danish design. It's something that everyone knows.
It sounds like you've thought about this question quite a lot in the past. So just tell me, in your own capacity, how would you profile Czech design? What would be the sort of main aspects you'd focus on?
This is a very tricky question. But, you know, speaking of this exhibition, this exhibition shows that the Czech people, Czech designers, and also the brands and companies can be very creative. Creative in a way how to deal with the difficult situation we have been through. Speaking of stability and some progress that you need for some sustainable growth of the business. And so designers and the companies in the last few decades, they had to deal with a very, very difficult situation. And very often they succeeded.
By difficult situation, you mean economically or financially?
Economically, financially. And that's somehow connected with politics, of course. After the Velvet Revolution, we enter into wild capitalism in the 90s. It was a totally new situation, and no one really knew how to do that, how to do the business in that way. We were actually under the pressure of the international brands, and we still are, because, of course, we are not so economically strong as the others and so on. So there are so many problems that we have to deal with. And that sort of creativity, how to deal with the situation, how to go through this, is, I think, pretty typical for Czech people or Czech designers.
Okay. Is there some particular piece that you're exhibiting where you could maybe use as an example of just what you said? I mean, I imagine the 90s, you know, given the wild capitalism, etc., it must have also been an interesting time for just new design concepts coming up. I guess, you know, there was a lot of experimentation. Is there something which particularly struck you that came up from a Czech company that you chose to exhibit?
Well, I've mentioned that we mainly follow this some sort of historical line. I mean, that speaking of the stability in the history and tradition of some brands. But we also exhibit companies and brands that are completely new. We are exhibiting, for instance, a company which is called Linet, and also Prusa, which is a 3D printers. These new companies that started in the 90s, thanks to their very innovative approach, they became world leaders in their discipline, such as Prusa 3D printing, and also the Linet, the chairs for hospitals and beds for hospitals and so on and so. This is interesting because no one would actually expect that companies from such a small country would manage within 30 years to dominate some part of business on a field of this.
Of course, the history of your school goes back some time as well. That should be noted. What is it like working between art, but also art designed for business? You know what I mean? Specifically targeted design. I mean, after all, we are at the Umělecko-průmyslová škola, which is the School of Art, Design and Architecture. So what is that like? Do you know what I mean? I guess you can't be just a pure artist coming up with it.
No, you know what I mean? This is a very good question. People think that we are mostly connected with the, for instance, culture. But this school mostly, I'm not saying 100%, but mostly is connected with industry. Because most of the disciplines, design, product design, architecture, and you know, even the graphic design, is connected with industry, with the industrial work, with proper business. And it's good to see that from this perspective, that we actually, our disciplines are from a field called applied arts, but it's applied. So there are some processes that are very, very organized and has to adapt on a minute situation, also in the production.
I guess the question would be, you know, you're looking at how Czech design evolved since the 90s to the 2020s. How did Umprum evolve during this period? You know, because it must have been a very challenging also time for Umprum.
Umprum always played an important role because our teachers and professors are the key figures, the key people in design production, and also our graduates, of course. And, you know, this school is actually very dynamic, but what we are desperately looking for is some help and support from companies, from industry. Because we're kind of alone. I think that some of the companies, they expect that that's something what government should do and they will just pay us and we will work for everyone. But I think without some private input, without some cooperation, close cooperation with the companies and brands, it's very, very difficult. And these companies have to actually realize that actually we work for them. Our graduates are the people who will work for them. So we are desperately looking for their help.
During this interview, what I'm sort of understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, this exhibition is also just a big chance for Umprum and sort of Czech designers to get the attention that they need to improve.
Yeah, naturally. I mean, of course, we get our attention because this school has prepared this exhibition. But historically, this is not a new thing. In the past, in the 20s, for instance, Umprum was very active in presenting the state, because you know, in that time there was this famous world exhibition, like the exhibition in Paris in 1925, where actually Czech Republic or Czechoslovakia, to be precise, received many awards. And that was actually also thanks to the Umprum, because this exhibition or this presentation, this state presentation, because it was organized by state, was designed and prepared by the teachers, and also the products there were more or less mostly designed by the teachers and professors of Umprum. So it's not a new thing that our school is preparing this project, like these exhibitions like that. And of course, this is something, as I said earlier, this is something what we desperately knew. We have to promote ourselves, we have to exhibit our product and so on and so on. And we spoke to authorities in Czech Republic that this is something what we need. They didn't really listen. But now, thanks to the presidency of EU, This is a great chance to prepare this project. I hope this is just a start of it.
Just on that note, because the obvious thing that comes to mind is, of course, there are all these expo exhibitions. Yeah. I mean, in a way, world exhibitions still go on. Every few years we have expo exhibitions. I believe one is coming up in Japan. So, you know, surely this is happening. Surely the Czech Republic is presenting itself through design, no?
You are right. But of course, we are mostly focused on the part of the industry which is connected with design. Because these world exhibitions are actually showing basically any successful areas of Czech production. But of course, we as a design school, we are focusing on the design production.
So you want to give Czech design its style. It needs its signature style with which it can present itself abroad. Is that...
Yeah, as simple as that.